Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, May 7th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The unpatched Internet Explorer 8 vulnerability that was used last week in conjunction with the Department of Labor website compromised just got quite a bit more dangerous. There is now a Metasploit module available that does exploit this particular vulnerability. Haven't had a chance yet to test it myself to see how reliable this particular version of the exploit is, but typically if it's included in Metasploit, it makes it then quite easy to derive additional exploits, for example, for your favorite black hole exploit kits and such, to spread this particular exploit further. If you see any kind of evidence that parts of black hole or so, or sites that are compromised are trying to exploit this vulnerability, let us know. I haven't seen any good IDS signatures for it yet, but maybe we'll have something by tomorrow. One reader commenting to the original article stated that Microsoft removed references to this vulnerability, but I just checked and the knowledge base article is still up. The CVE number for this particular vulnerability is 2013-1347. And well, Java vulnerabilities don't go away, and now we have a new issue with users of IBM's Notes software. The problem with Notes is if you're using Notes 8.5.3 or Notes 9 to read email, Java and JavaScript inside email messages is automatically executed. Most mail clients that I'm aware of, like Outlook and such, will not parse JavaScript and Java by default, but Notes behaves differently. IBM puts the burden here on the mail gateway to filter out jar files, but then again, it's probably safer to just disable it on the client, which doesn't appear to be all that easy. It does require editing some INI files. And IBM also appears to have problems implementing Java securely. Turns out that the IBM SDK for Java, the Java Technology Edition, suffers from some of the same flaws in the Reflection API as does Oracle's Java. So here are some of the exploits that work against Oracle Java may be implementable against the virtual machine from IBM. Well, and with this, let's look at another favorite, and that's control systems, in this case, building control systems. Security company Cylance, which is, of course, somewhat famous and notorious for attacking control systems, has a project where they're trying to identify vulnerable systems that are directly connected to the internet. When they did one of these scans, they came across a system that identified itself as being owned by Google, and as it turns out, this particular system did control the physical security, so door locks and the like, in Google's headquarters in Sydney, Australia. Cylance did report this vulnerability under Google's vulnerability reporting program, and Google did take this system offline. At least it's no longer directly reachable from the internet at large. If you have a system like that, you should probably do the same. Even if the system is the newer patched version, systems like this should not be directly accessible from the outside. The minimum security here should be some kind of VPN access before you even get to any kind of login prompt or such at these building control systems. And then we got a number of patches from D-Link over the last couple of weeks. I did mention that D-Link routers and cameras had a number of different vulnerabilities. So today D-Link rolled out a patch or patches for 5 different routers and 7 different network cameras. If you have any of them, take a look and update them. There's usually no simple automatic update for these devices. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.